And right there. Hello, hello. Welcome to the real story behind her business. And today we're talking about Dueña's business. And friends, this show is always about, you know, the real story that is usually something that has nothing to do per se with our business, but we created our business because something happened in our lives. It doesn't have to be traumatic or dramatic, but something happened and we came up with that idea that became a business. So welcome to the show, Dueña.
Thanks for having me, Angelique. I'm excited. I like your energy. So, and I haven't been on a live, well, not on Instagram in quite some time. Sorry, guys.
Okay, well, let's do this. So for those of you who don't know you, tell us who are you serving with your business?
Oh, wow. So we have been around for the past 8+ years. And we service aspiring and current entrepreneurs. I'm trying to look in both spots, everyone. Just bear with me because I want to make sure that I'm talking to you over here on Instagram and I'm talking to you over here on Facebook and YouTube. So we service aspiring and current entrepreneurs, people who have that great business idea and they're trying to figure out, okay, what's next? What do I do? How do I get my business started? And once you get started, how do I market my business? How do I take all those next step forward to grow?
Yeah. So I love this because this is so fundamental. And sometimes it's very lonely, right? To go from, you know, the beginning to where do I go next? Like you need some mentors and guides, right? And this is what you and I are. By the way, I forgot to introduce myself. If you don't know me yet, I'm Angelique Binet. I'm the founder of Social Media Love. And basically, I help women entrepreneurs to leverage the power of social media to become visible using their voice, their ideas, their insights, their lucrative offers, all the visible letters. It's an acronym, right? And I really believe that, you know, our voice is everything. Our voice matters. No matter what your business is about, you're helping some people, and this is huge. So I want to know more about Dueña's story behind her business. So your business is called, I put that here, the Canadian Small Business Woman, right? That's the name of your business. And I'll put the links later to be able to go and check your stuff. Actually, even your new merch that are so cute. If you're like me into notebooks, oh my God, she has cute ones. So let's, before we dive into this, tell me more about the little girl. Okay. What was the thing you, when you were 5, 6, 7, you wanted to play all the time? What was your favorite playtime?
Wow. That's like reaching all the way back. I'm trying to remember as a kid, there wasn't particularly an object I wanted to play with all the time. It's more of, I just wanted to be outside because I grew up in Jamaica, right? So we have we're fortunate enough to have great weather all the time. So I'm able to go outside and play. And that was my thing, just to go outside. And at 5, 6, I was the only child. So I would have my god brother. That was really it. Just play. That's my thing. Go outside, play.
Tell me more. Were you by a beach? Is it the cliche? Is it too cliche, my question? But, you know, Jamaica remains the beach.
Look, the beach is not that far away from anywhere you live in Jamaica. It's not a huge island. And my parents, we used to go to the beach every Sunday. It was like our religion. Oh. Every Sunday. And sometimes my mother's famous for pulling me out of school to go to the beach in the weekday.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, I would always get my homework with me, like, come on, we're going to the beach. And I remember my principal would always get mad. But if we had friends or family visit from abroad, we would just take the day and go to the beach and hang out. But I still did my homework.
Yeah. So how do you cope with that in Canada? How do you go to the beach?
Well, I don't.
Do you miss it? Because it's part of your DNA, right?
I miss it a lot because I find that I get so, I don't want to say depressed because that's just not a term that, I don't like throwing out terms like that because if I'm not diagnosed with it, I'm not going to use it. But I get angry when it's cold. I get very angry. And I get very excited. I'm that person, like I am terrified of animals, but I can equate my feelings to like seeing a dog wanting to go outside and scratching at the door. when it's sunny, I'm like, oh my God, it's sunny, you know? So yeah. I'm happy in the summer. I am angry in the winter.
Wow. Okay. So tell me, when did you move to Canada?
So it was a little bit of a transition. So I moved out of Jamaica when I was 10, and then I lived in New York City until I was 18, and then I moved to Canada.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So bring us, so that's your journey at the start. So tell me more now about, you know, what was your most burning desire before starting your business, before even knowing that you would make a business out of it? What was that burning desire?
You know, this whole entrepreneurship thing was never a thought in my mind growing up at all, not until probably the last 10 years. So before that, I've always had a love for science, and I also love hospitals. I don't know what it is, but I love hospitals. And I've always loved science. And my option was either I wanted to work in a lab or I wanted to work in the emergency room area of a hospital because I love that fast-paced life. And, you know, that's really what I've always loved. Now, I still love it because I actually work in a lab. And I've always loved chemistry in particular. Biology is cool, but I don't have a good memory. So chemistry is better because it's a process, and physics is like death to me. I don't ever want to see it.
Okay. That's clear. So what is it in the lab that you like?
I love, you know, knowing that you're either creating something for someone to be able to find useful, or you're checking something to make sure that it is going to function the way it's supposed to and that it is what it is. And I it takes me back to high school. I remember my chemistry teacher at my high school, Boys and Girls High School, Bedside, Brooklyn, shout out. His name is Mr. Narcisse. It's this Haitian teacher I had. And he just had this really cool way of explaining stuff. And he just made chemistry sound so fun. And that's just what I take with me every time that, you know, I was in that lab environment. I just keep remembering Mr. Narcisse.
So do you mean that you develop your business idea in the lab?
Well, it actually did kind of happen in the lab for this business because I worked at a place where, honestly, I didn't work. I took novels to work every day. I finished my work in an hour. It wasn't anything. And I felt like I was falling apart because I wasn't being challenged. And I'm like, I feel like I need to do something else. And, you know, I started doing a lot of research, and that's where I wrote, like, you know, my whole plan and everything to start Canadian Small Business Woman, because I figured there were a lot of people who had great business ideas and they didn't know what to do or how to start them. Like, let's put something together. I mean, I had all the time in the world. Like I said, I would do my work in an hour. When I first started working there, I gutted and cleaned the entire lab. Like, I put in systems, did all that. And then I just sat there like, okay, I just finished eating breakfast. What time do I order lunch? All right, I'll read.
So you were bored, basically.
Bored out of my mind at that particular position. We started just like Canadian Small Business Woman, just out of putting together all the resources that we have stumbled upon and then going out and meeting all these other entrepreneurs and pulling in experts and having them come and, you know, deliver workshops and things like that at our events.
Okay, so tell me more about, you know, when you were like bored in your lab and you said, hey, I should do something of my time, like helping others. Basically, that's what I hear. Maybe like tell me if I interpret wrong, right? But how did you make it happen? What was the biggest struggle, you know, being in that lab where you had a job? And then what was the struggle in terms of making it happen? Because a lot of person, we had that idea, that seed, and it's hard to go through the struggle of making it happen. So tell us how you did it.
Well, you know, I am of a goal. I am a goal oriented type of person. So if I set a goal, I must crush it. That's just how I am. Not everybody's like that. There are usually a lot of hindrances. Now, the biggest hurdle I had was just making sure that I was able to find all the information. And that's the problem that I'm trying to solve, right? That information gap. So it's just a matter of, what are my action items? How am I going to present this to the people who need it? And how am I going to get people to know who I am, right? Because I'm new on the street. Who's going to stop and go, oh, hey, Canadian small businesswoman, how do I get my name out there? So I had to start, you know, creating partnerships and going out and meeting people. And back then, more along the lines of, I tried to do a lot of emails and picking up the phone and trying to see what events were out there. And if the events made sense for me, I would still go and try to meet people there. And yeah, just talk the business up and market and market and market.
And so for you, that was kind of the first time that you were using that approach of marketing, promoting yourself. How did you go through the fear of showing up or knocking at doors? Hello, this is my idea. And how? Tell us about that.
You know, I just dive in. I can tell you my very first experience of having to share who I was on a stage. It was the very first networking event I went to. It was being hosted by the Toronto Star. And I had just picked up my business cards hot off the presses, like on my way to the event. And I walked in and it was just like, okay, I don't even know what's going on here. I'm just here. Don't know what to do. And this guy approached me at the door and he's like, it looks like it's a bunch of sharks here, huh? You'll be fine. Don't worry. Just sit back and watch. I'm like, okay, thanks. And then there's also the fact that I was probably like one of a few Black people in the room, like probably two, three tops.
Oh, wow.
And within 10 minutes of me walking in that room, they called me on stage to do my business pitch. I barely knew what my business was about at that point.
How did you come up with, like, how did you feel at that time?
The thing is, one, I love to talk. Not shy at all. And if I am put in a position, I can always talk my way through it. Because, you know, in what I probably should say, in like junior high school and high school, I did a lot of, actually in prep school too in Jamaica, I did a lot of, I was a part of a lot of school events that required you to be able to speak on the fly. Wow. Like I was part of mock government. I was a part of like some oratory type contest where you had to act out books and stories. So I'm always used to being the talkative one, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm on a stage going to talk, and I'm also very honest, and I'm also, what you see is what you get. Authenticity is what I breathe. So I knew that once I went up there, I was not going to pretend to be someone I'm not, because that's what pressures most people. It's like, what do they want me to say? What do they want me to look like? Who cares? Say what you want to say and be who you are, right? Because we have this image of what this entrepreneur is supposed to look like. So I'm going to go up there and I'm going to do this very poised 30-second pitch. I didn't do that. I went up there and I said what I said. And when I finished saying what I said, the room came to me. I didn't have to go to the room.
Wow. You're a queen. So, okay.
Boss lady today, boss lady.
So, but tell us, for those of you guys who are listening, you know, if you don't have that education around public speaking, what would you advise, you know, entrepreneur in the making or entrepreneurs who never really had to speak up until now, where everything is digital and you have to speak online or even in person, but online for sure. Where do you start to get that little ease or make it happen? What would you advise?
You know, practice makes perfect, but first you need to know who you are and you need to know what message you're trying to portray. And now we're in the position where there are so many resources out there for you to use to help you with this kind of stuff. I mean, there's Toastmasters in every city around the world.
Yeah.
There's also, if you are looking for someone to help you like really kill your talks and slay the mic, like she says, look her up on Instagram, Jam Gamble. She has a really good slay the mic program. Look her up.
Okay.
And then there's also like Speaker Slam. They're, you know, they, Rena and her partner, they host these speaking competitions and they really help build you. So there are a lot of speaking programs out there. Those are just three that I threw out.
Okay.
But you can sign up to a lot of these and just practice. And you have the ability to go live all the time. Go live with someone, go live with Angelique, go live with a friend, because it helps you. I encounter a lot of people who are just shy and they feel so pressured. But once the camera's on, they're like, oh my God, oh my God. But if you do it with someone and you pretend like you're having a conversation, right?
Yeah.
And then even if you want to do it by yourself, name your audience, and you can do it like, let's say I say my audience, their name is, I don't know, LaToya. I can log on every day and go, okay, LaToya girl, let's talk, you know, and talk to LaToya.
Yeah. And I love that you say that, because this is the action makes your muscle of courage stronger, right? And then as nerve-wracking as it can be, the more you're going to do it. And yeah, do it with someone at first. It helps, because, you know, let's say that you don't know what to say. I'm just going to jump on it and I'm going to talk until you can talk, basically. Like, you help each other, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, let's practice that, Duenya. Let's be silent for a minute, not a minute. 20 seconds. Boo! Okay, nothing happened, right?
We're fine. We're still here. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love it, because, yeah, it's a new way of talking for so many people. And I really encourage you to try it. And I honor your fear. Like, go with your fear. Love your fear. Because you're doing it for, you have a mission. Like, tell us, Duenya, what is your mission, your big accomplishment that it will take no matter what when you started to now? What is the thing you see in your vision that you want to make happen?
Oh my gosh, I have so many big dreams, but ideally, that, you know, I was strategic when I said Canadian small businesswoman, when I chose the name of my business, I would like to be able to provide assistance coast to coast. That is ideally what I'd like to do.
Ooh, love it. So what would that look like?
I have a lot of ways. it's layered. It's really layered right now. So, you know, at first I was thinking we should do some kind of membership type stuff, but that requires a lot of content. But I would like to be able to have partners in every province and territory that can, you know, go out and give the information that's required, or even pull the word I'm looking for. You know, that whole quiet, bear with me, guys. You know, to be able to gather information so that we know exactly what's needed, depending on where you are. Because what we need here in Ontario is definitely not the same as the needs of someone who might be in Saskatchewan or Alberta, right?
Okay, so I love this. So whoever is listening, you're looking for partners in each province. Kind of. Collaborators or ambassadors?
Ambassadors are great, but collaborators for now. And I do get a lot of email requests for collaboration, but it has to make sense.
Yeah,
you have to make sure it makes sense. It's not, hey, I want to collaborate with Canadian small businesswoman, but I don't know what I have to offer.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, that's a good, so we'll put your website right now before I forget. So that goes to your shop, but from the shop, you can get access to you if someone hears a story and then they want to know more about how they could work with you guys.
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So I just love it, because you shared a huge vision, and this is the engine, right, behind everything you do. And this is just beautiful, beautiful. So until you get there and you're on your way, right? Mm-hmm. So far, what was, according to you, the time, your epiphany in terms of when you realized that you had that vision of helping, you know, have a system that is accessible to as many Canadian women you could access? What was your epiphany? That, do you remember where you were that day when you said, this is it, this is my mission? Do you remember how it took place?
I don't. Year after year, because again, I probably should go back with anything I start, I feel like I have to finish. And okay. I'm nowhere near the finish line with Canadian Small Business Women. So, you know, you might have moments where you're like, well, I do have moments where I'm like, why did I do this? But it's never to the point where I'm going to stop, because then I consider it a failure. And I do not do well with failure. I mean, I cried when I failed my first test. I can tell you it was in the 9th grade social studies. Still remember it. So failure is just not an option for me. So it's just for me, year over year of just trying to do better every year and to try to add more resources or try to make sure that we're creating partnerships year over year. That's just what keeps pushing. I don't know if I had that aha, I'm onto something moment. Maybe in the past year. In the past year, I probably started feeling like we're getting somewhere, but not aha, I'm onto something, because I feel like it was a good idea from the beginning. So
And so maybe there's something when you started that you thought was kind of a true statement about building your business that kind of came to you as something that was proven wrong, and what is it?
Something that was proven wrong. What was it? Something that
something you thought that it was about building a business was about this, and then after those years of building it, you're like, no, that was not really the case. And maybe some people still believe that, and we could share that. Don't expect this.
Yeah, the big thing for me, but I still think I wouldn't have done it differently because I had to learn.
Yeah,
is making myself available and being the face and the person people connect with the business. For the first couple of years, no one knew who I was. They just knew Canadian Small Business Woman. And a lot of times when I had in-person events, people were like, so surprised to know that I'm the person who founded the business. And I think a lot of times, especially people who are trying to transition from 9 to 5 to entrepreneurship, or even if you don't want to transition, you want to maintain the two, you feel like you can run that business with full anonymity. It can work for some things, but it can't work for everything. And you have to figure out how to make it work for your business, because I found that we have done leaps and bounds better when people knew who I was. Like, they were able to go, oh, Duania, Canadian Small Business Woman. We get it. We know who you are. Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think that it has to do about sharing more of your story, or showing you more of who you are, like physically? Like,
yeah, well, seeing a face to know, because, a lot of times we want to support businesses, but we don't know who the owners are. We know nothing about the management of the business. So we feel, should we support them? I don't know. Let's find somebody who we know, because that's who you're going to support, somebody who you know. Sharing more of me, my story, I don't think that really even came into play until maybe about 3 years ago, where I started sharing tidbits, because I am also the person who, I have zero desire to be famous. Zero. I like to be able to walk down the street, go sit on a patio, act a fool and nobody knows who I am. That's what I like. I mean, now sometimes I have to and it's also very strange for me too when someone comes up to me and they're like, oh, you're Duania, Canadian Small Businesswoman. I don't want to say I don't like that, but it's kind of weird for me because I don't know who you are, right? And I have to react like, oh, hey, how did we meet?
Yeah. You make me think of, I used to be a reporter for 10 years, and that was the thing, like you were walking on a Sunday and on TV, so visual, right? And then people would say, Angelique, and I had like no idea of who they were, and you're like, hi, you don't want to be like a blonde. Who's that?
And you don't know if you should just say hi and keep walking, or if
Or if you know them more than that.
That's what makes it. I don't want to say I don't like it. It's awkward. It's just it's a little awkward. Yeah. So that's something to get used to. But you know, in the past few years, I haven't really had to go anywhere. So
I love it. So, Duenya, thank you so much for sharing example like this. So before we kind of wrap up, what was the first big payoff that you remember that something happened? It can be financially or something else. Something happened and you said, this is it. That's why I'm doing this. I'm going to keep going.
The first big payoff was when I remember sitting in a meeting and I got a phone call and the person kept calling and I took the call and it was from Vistaprint. And I remember going, okay. And they're like, no, we see what you're doing and we definitely want to support you. And you know, for me, that was, I got, and out of that, I think we had probably like a 5-year partnership and I did not initiate it. And that's when I knew, okay, I'm doing something right, because other people are starting, like people on a corporate level are starting to find, wanting to find ways to invest in us to get through to the entrepreneurs, to give as much as they can to the entrepreneurs in the network.
Wow, that's huge. That's awesome. Last question, I have to ask it. How social media does help you grow your business, would you say?
Oh my gosh, social media is like everything right now. People, we can't do anything in person, so you better. There are a lot of things. I can say we are on practically every social media platform that we can be. Facebook, we use a lot for the advertising, because right now it is the time to advertise. Like I was just saying in another interview, I'm running ads that are like 2 cents a click. Normally it's like $2 a click. So take advantage, even if you're spending $5 a day, just run ads.
Yes.
Run some ads, people.
Yes.
Run ads. And Instagram, I love, because I feel like the first platform I open every day is Instagram. And it can suck up a lot of my time, but you can use it to your advantage. And a lot of people from Instagram are the ones who come to my events, because awesome. We poll our events and most of the people find out either, I mean, our email list priority, of course, and then Instagram. So we do try to do Instagram ads and we try to make sure that we're constantly interacting. And I mean, I do feel like all the social media platforms, you should use it to your benefit. LinkedIn is amazing. I am guilty of not using it as much as I should, but I have made some really valuable business connections there. But every social media platform has its purpose. Don't feel like you have to go 100% on all of them, but find the ones that work for you and your target audience. It has worked wonders for us, because we're getting a lot of interaction. We're getting a lot of business conversions from Instagram, from Facebook, from LinkedIn. Pinterest, we got to up our game. We're there, but we're just not as active as we need to be. And YouTube is a beast, people. Take advantage of it. If you can show consistency, YouTube can be your friend.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God, I love you preaching to my choir here. We're right now on YouTube, but if you want to follow, the video is on social media. Love in English on YouTube. Yes, I love YouTube. YouTube is so generous, right? When you are consistent, as you say. Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. Is there anything else that you want to add? Hi! Hi, we have lots of love on Instagram.
Hey, Doreen. Well, anything I want to add? In general?
Yeah, whatever, or in not general, whatever you want.
I don't know. I feel like.
What did I forget to ask?
I don't know. I don't know what's on your list. I never look at questions for interviews. People, if you have me for an interview, I never look at questions.
Me either.
I want to be able to have an honest conversation. So
yeah.
Questions.
I have Tamisha here saying good day.
Hi, Tamisha. Good day.
And then we have a bunch of people on Instagram. Hi, guys. Thank you for being here. So my phone is saying that my Instagram is going to shut down. So I don't want to use this video because I want more people to watch it. So I'm going to close Instagram. If you want to finish with us, go to YouTube or go to Social Media Love in English on Facebook or on the podcast. Okay, I'm going to, because I want to make sure we have that video. Thank you guys for being here on Instagram. Okay, just want to make sure, right? I don't want to lose you. It's so amazing what you say. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, I'm just
closing. So now I need to switch. My question was, what did I have asked about you or your business that I didn't?
Nothing. Like, I mean, I can say that we have quite a bit coming up because we try to do a lot. we're a lot. Yes. And, you know, I'm very proud of my team right now because before it was really a one-woman show and I have some amazing interns. I cannot sing their praises enough. They are fantastic. They make me look good. They're great. So thank you to them. But we have some things coming up. We have an amazing event coming up in May, our small business seminar. And then we have another one in August and we're doing another marketplace in the summer. Stay tuned. We'll open applications. The last one was amazing. I spent a lot of money myself. And yeah, we just launched our merch store. I'm so excited about it. You should check it out because we have some pretty cool sayings that really take us through this pandemic. You know, we can get merch with You're on Mute, merch with Book Busy and Blessed, because that is what I am and that is what I will continue to be. We have In a Meeting because we're always in meetings, people. That's our life. So yeah, check out some of our merch. The link is down here, as you can see.
Yeah, and I'll put it in the description wherever. If you're listening to the podcast, it will be on the description as well. Yeah. So that you don't,
You don't miss out. And we're always looking. Our applications are open for our events. If you'd like to be a speaker or a vendor, please apply. It is, I think, yeah, we have the applications open for May and for August right now.
We'll put that in the description too.
Yes, right? You can actually, if you click the link here, the shop.canadiansmallbusinesswoman.ca, and when it opens up, you can click on CSBW. It takes you to our homepage, and you can click on events, and it's all there. Yeah.
So it's your chance to practice your sharing, like your talking, right? So that's why I'm saying this. Start, you know, one event a month. Play with others, right? Actually, I am one of your guests in May. Is it part of that event? I don't remember.
That's a different event. You're going to be our webinar host in May, and that's going to be different from our seminars. And the good thing about our seminars is we have video speed networking, so that even helps more for you to practice talking to strangers because you don't get to pick who you network with. The system does it for you.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yep. So that's a good way to practice your pitch.
Yeah. Okay, good. So go to the link and embark on Duenya's journey with her. She has amazing resources. And if you need help with social media, as Duenya told you, like, I don't have to say it. You go have to be on social media. Reach out to me. I can help you with that. This is what I do. In the meantime, Duenya, thank you so much for being here and being so inspiring, because I'm sure people who are going to hear you and they were hesitant to start something. They feel that they're bored in their life, at work, or even sometimes we're busy, but we're bored somewhere in our hearts. It's because we have a mission that we didn't use yet, right?
Yes, use that free time or that boredom time to plan out what you need to get done for your life, really.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay. So if you have any question when you watch the replay, let us know. Reach out to Duenya. And thank you so much. Leave us a comment because we want to know what resonates with you the most, right? So that we can help you and cheer you up. So bye, everybody.